wanted to share some of the goals of the session with you. I really want to begin sharing some data that is probably going to seem familiar to many of you here in the room, and it's some that Kathy kind of shared with you earlier in maybe a different format, to really build the case for physical activity programs for older adults at the community level. I also then want to go ahead and provide some background, just some very general background about the Active Aging Projects. And then I'm going to briefly describe how the site works and show you a little bit of what it looks like. I'm only able to show some screenshots today because I don't have an internet connection here, but I think you can get the gist of it. And then I'm going to describe how it's being launched and how hopefully the data can be that is gathered through the site can be useful to all of your communities. First of all, of course, though, I want to recognize our wonderful partners, and Terry, again, gets some accolades back there from the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. I was just thinking, that must be wonderful to be a funder. You get so much praise. I also want to recognize the Prevention Research Center's Healthy Aging Research Network. They've been our prime partner on this, especially the University of Washington, which is the lead Healthy Aging Research Network partner, and they were the original developers of the website. The Comprehensive Health Education Foundation is the new technical home of the Active Options website. They've really been able to take the site to the next level with the development and the design. And then obviously the CDC's Division of Nutrition and Physical Activity has been wonderful, providing some insight, some monetary support, obviously, through the Healthy Aging Research Network, and the National Blueprint and BoyTech. Been key in designing this site. Here is a little bit of data. It's going to look familiar to many of you, but I want to point out primarily the first two bullets, and that's that 73% of people between 65 and 74 report no regular physical activity, and 81% over the age of 75 report no physical activity. Pretty scary. And then these other two bullets, 61% have an unhealthy weight, and 33% fall each year. And as you all in this room know, weight and obesity and falls are all affected by physical activity. So why aren't older adults participating in community-based physical activity programs? Here's just a brief list of some of the top barriers to participation. And I really wanted to point out and emphasize the first two because I think that they relate to this session in building healthy communities for active aging. Obviously, lack of access to convenient facilities is a huge problem, as well as lack of safe environments, which Kathy really addressed in her presentation. There's just no sidewalks, and even though walking is one of the most popular activities for older adults, many of them don't have healthy places or safe places to walk. Another study that I just wanted to share with you that was done by AARP in 2002 basically asked about 1,000 people, 65 and older, how they felt about exercise in their communities. And I just wanted to point out these pieces that I think can be addressed by Active Options. And that is that 28% feel that there are not very many community-based physical activity programs in their areas. 24% stopped taking part in community physical activity programs because they were in inconvenient locations. And then 15% believed that if facilities were more centrally located, it would make it easier to take part in those programs. So, older adults need active options. This is where I come in with my spiel and my sale. So what is Active Options? Active Options is a web-based tool that helps not only identify physical activity programs in a community, but it then helps connect older adults to those physical activity programs. It also allows the physical activity program providers like senior centers and parks and rec divisions and YMCAs to actually use the Active Options website as a free way to reach out and market their programs to more older adults. It helps the end users, such as older adults, find a diverse range of physical activity programs, so it's not just the regular low-impact aerobics class that you might see at every senior center in America, but it's also yoga and Tai Chi and evidence-based programs like Enhanced Fitness. And it also helps communities to identify where the programs are taking place in their communities, but also where the programs aren't taking place and those gaps in program availability. How and why was Active Options developed? In about 2002, the Healthy Aging Research Network conducted a paper survey of the communities surrounding what were at that time 7 different universities. There are now, I think, 9 universities in the Healthy Aging Research Network. But at that time, they surveyed the 7 communities, and you can see here that I've got the citation for the paper of the outcomes of that paper survey. And at the same time the paper survey was developed and conducted, the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation funded NCOA to conduct a census of physical activity programs. And many of the programs, or many of the questions that we wanted to have answered with that census were some of the questions that were addressed in the survey that the Healthy Aging Research Network developed. So we thought, well, wouldn't it be great to just turn that survey into a web-based tool? And then we took it to the next level and we thought, well, looking at these websites like Shape Up King County, why can't we take all this information that we're gathering through the survey and then help connect older adults to those programs and really kind of close the circle and make that final link? So how does Active Options work? There's really 3 key steps. The first one is the data entry piece, and this is where a physical activity program provider goes to the website, creates an account, and takes the survey, which takes about 15 to 20 minutes. And the second piece is for that information then, which after it has been entered into the survey goes into kind of a holding place in the website. And that's when the community champions, which I'll describe a little bit later, will log into their site, click on a button, publish the data, and it is then put into a public database where then the end users can query that database. And the end users can be older adults, they can be healthcare providers, they can be information and assistance specialists, they can be adult children of older adults who are looking to encourage their parents to participate in physical activity and want to say, look, Mom, here's a program right down the street from you. I think it would be great for you. That's the data query piece. So I want to go ahead and show you a little bit of what Active Options looks like. This is basically the top half of the Active Options homepage. And you can see here is the last step that I was talking about. Maybe you only want to search for programs within 5 miles of the center of that zip code. You can do that right there. So really that primary top part of the home page is dedicated to the query function. Now scrolling down on the page, you can see the question here, does your organization offer physical activity programs for older adults? Sign up or log in here. So this is the piece of that home page that is really dedicated to the physical activity program provider, the senior center, the Curves Fitness, the Gold's Gym, the YMCA, who wants to get information about their site out there. So they click on new account, and if they have already created an account, log in. They can click on log in and update their information. This is what kind of the top of a page of the search results. So if I had put in the zip code 98103, it would basically give me a list of 47 programs near that zip code. And if you click on the Show Hide Details button, it expands the results. So you can see that it gives much more detailed information, like they can recommend a program such as Enhanced Fitness. They can say that they have fees for classes or maybe they don't have fees. If there's an annual membership, if there's parking, if there's public transportation, all of these things, all of this information is captured in the survey. just an example of one of the pages of the survey. You can see most of the questions are just like a checkbox. You just answer it yes or no. And just to describe a little bit about how Active Options is being diffused, we're really trying to take a systematic rollout approach. We could just throw Active Options out there and hope that people go to it and enter their data and hope that people use it, but it doesn't seem like that's probably the most systematic way to go about making this as useful as possible to as many people as possible. So basically, we are identifying communities, or in many cases, communities are identifying themselves as being interested in Active Options. And those communities can be major metropolitan areas, they can be counties, they can be an area agency on aging region, and the communities then determine their own launch plan. And the key piece of the launch plan is identifying a community champion or multiple community champions who can really spearhead the effort. And that involves identifying all the programs that might want to know about Active Options, letting them know about Active Options, etc. Just to share where Active Options is currently being launched, there are communities in 14 states across the country that are involved. Some of these states are going statewide. It's across the state of West Virginia, most of North Carolina. Michigan has plans to go statewide, as does Washington. I just did a presentation for the Active Aging Task Forces in California, so hopefully many of them will get on board. So currently there have been about 600 different organizations that have logged on and created accounts for Active Options. And those 600 organizations have entered information about physical activity programs in 900 different sites. So how is Active Options helpful to communities, and how can it help build a healthy community for Active Options, or for active aging, excuse me. See, I keep saying Active Options so much it just kind of like rolls off my tongue, and I dream it at night. It really helps communities identify both the depth and the breadth of their programs. So it helps them see where all of the yoga programs are and all of the low-impact aerobics programs, and then also where those are located. We've found that in some of the communities, there is a cluster of program providers around maybe the city center or a highly populated area, and then the rest of the community has little to no programming available. So this really helps them identify that. The information is up to date. We are requiring that physical activity program providers update their information at least one time per year. If they don't update the information, it goes into kind of a holding area. So the information isn't lost, it's just taken out of the public database. We want to make sure that the end users in the communities have the most accurate information, because as many of you know, physical activity programs change quite a bit. Maybe they change location, they change time, they change day of week, etc. So it's really important to have that update information. And we can do this because it is an online system. And lastly, it can help communities really achieve their goals in public health and physical activity. Many communities that we have talked to have said, you know, we're really trying to achieve some of the Healthy People 2010 and Healthy People 2020 indicators, and this can help us see kind of where we're falling behind, where we need to put our efforts, and then also help promote physical activity to older adults. And hopefully this has inspired some of you to learn a little bit more about Active Options. I did put a handout in the back of the room that says, how does a community get involved in Active Options, and it kind of leads you through the steps. You can also just send an email to national@activeoptions.org, and someone will get back to you, and that someone is most likely me. Thank you.
Can you introduce yourself, please?
Yeah, I'm Nancy Gersick from the University of Saskatchewan in Canada.
Wonderful.
Data to show that there's a relationship between people logging on to
be wonderful. Actually, we haven't done that yet, and that may be something for our healthy aging research partners to think about. Right now, because we are taking such a systematic approach, we're really focusing on getting the database populated, and that's obviously going at different rates for different communities. But as soon as a community feels that they have a critical mass of programs, then they will start promoting it to older adults. And I think that maybe there are only one or two communities that have started promoting it to the end users yet. But that's a great idea. Thank you. Have a little bit of a quality assurance or quality insurance part about with the community champions being kind of the gatekeepers between the entry of the information and then putting it in the public database. But there is a little disclaimer on the page that says, you know, no one at NCOA, CHEF, or the Healthy Aging Research Network basically.
Don't come sue us.
Yeah.
We don't.
No, we do not. We don't. There are questions on the survey that actually ask if you are only open to members, that type of question. So that information is on there. Absolutely.
I had a really quick question for you, and maybe it's for a discussion, but you talked about programming, and Kathy and others have talked about environment. Do you see Active Options talking about parks where it would be really safe and convenient for older people to be active? Because it sounds like right now you have to be a brick and mortar program. So can you
right.
talk a moment about opportunities
sure.
and places?
Sure, absolutely. Well, we actually just received some transition funding from the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation to explore some kind of future steps for Active Options. And we're going to be working with the Comprehensive Health Education Foundation to make Active Options a community-wide model. So it won't be just for older adults. It'll talk about youth. It'll talk about trails and parks and all those opportunities. The home page will be an activeoptions.org homepage, and then that first page will kind of direct you into each area if you want programs for older adults, youth, parks, trails,